Blog Talk Radio.
Wings of Phoenix dust, white against the goddess life. Life is eternal, life is eternal. Wings of Phoenix dust, white against the goddess life. Life is eternal, life is eternal. All of sin and comfort of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. All of sin and comfort of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. When he's unfinished, why the gifts of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. When you are finished, why the gifts of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. When you are finished, why the gifts of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. For all of sin and comfort of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. For all of sin and comfort of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. Ways of sinning death, why the gifts of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. When you are finished, why the gifts of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wages of sin is death, while the gift of God is eternal life. It's about eternity. Where will you spend your eternity? Is a very big question. The appointed unto man wants to die after that judgment. You're going to stand before God, but if you know where you are going, that's why we are coming your way tonight with the living word of God. And I tell you, you'll never be the same again. I have one more song for you. The song says, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in, I will be there, I will be there, you will be there, you will be there. When they sing, go marching, Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when they sing, go marching, will you be there, will you be there, I will be there, I will be there. When they sing, go marching, Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest of peace and goodwill to all men. Yes, everyone is welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Blenheim, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bikoro coming your way with the living word of God. Today we have a double barrel. double barrel, what I call double barrel anointing. Double barrel. I remember when I was a boy, my father used to own double barrel. So I asked my father, I said, why is this gun called a double barrel? He said, this gun is called double barrel because it shoots on both ends. When you fire that gun, the bullets will spread all over the place. You know, so it's more powerful than the single barrel. My father used to own a double barrel gun. So we have double barrel anointing tonight. I'm going to take just like 15 minutes, and then everything is going to be turned to our honorable guest speaker for tonight, Honorable Apostle Mark. I'm a king all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. He's blessing us with the word of God from Dallas, where he is with his wife and family. I tell you, God is good. So quickly, I'm going to take 15 minutes, and then he's going to take over. Like I said before, my topic tonight is, where will you spend eternity? This is very important, because the scripture says, it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, there is judgment. There are two important days in your life, the day you were born and the day you left this earth. Two important days in your life, the day you were born and then the day you left this earth. You see, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. When you die, your body will remain here on earth, but your spirit will live and stand before God, and you'll be communicating with eternity. The next question is, but where are you going when you leave this world? It's a very important question. A lot of people don't have the solution. They don't have the answer to this question. Tonight, you're going to be discovering the answer to this question. When we leave this earth, where are we? Where am I going? Or where are you going? You know, very far. So, we are taking the story from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, from verse 19, from verse 19 to 31, and it is the story of Lazarus and the rich man, which several people have known before, the Lazarus and the rich man. That portion of the Bible says the rich man, with all his wealth and riches, gathered women, and they will be having a good time eating and drinking. This poor man will stay around trying to get something, and this rich man will not do anything about it. This rich man have neglected Jesus Christ, neglected salvation, and all he did was to amass wealth to himself. But this poor man loved God and worshiped God and served God, and he was just following God, even though he was poor, he didn't mind. And then the scripture says that both of them died. The rich man died, and then the poor man also died. And when they died, the poor man called Lazarus. Bible says he went to heaven. And then the rich man went to hell. Now, the Bible didn't say the rich man went to hell because he was rich. That's not the reason why he went to hell, because there are other rich people who went to heaven, and they were poor, like Father Abraham was in heaven. Abraham was rich, but yet he went to heaven. So what is the difference? The rich man neglected God. You know, he neglected God, and so he was in hell. Then the Lazarus, who have received Christ, has received God into his life, also died and went to heaven. And while they were in these various locations, then the Bible says, this is Luke's Gospel chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. The rich man lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And he began to call Lazarus, Lazarus, go and tell my people not to come to hell. Go and tell them, find somebody to go and preach to them. Then Lazarus said, no, I can't do that. I'm not in charge. This is heaven. I can't live here to the earth to go and tell them they shouldn't come to hellfire. And then the rich man also made a request because he was burning in hell. He was already burning in hellfire because he neglected Christ. Let me tell you, the worst thing you can do to yourself is for you to reject God, reject Jesus Christ. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons and daughters of God, John chapter 1, verse 12. And so the Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, enjoying heaven, peace and joy and the love of God, everything provided for. Lazarus was in heaven and the rich man was in hell. And we got so many lessons there. What are the lessons? When you are in this life, you cannot spend all your life just looking for wealth and riches and gold and silver. King Solomon said, these are all vanities. King Solomon said, I have tasted wealth, I have tasted riches. They are all vanities of vanities. See? In this world, you must seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. That's what one big lesson we learned there. Lazarus, though he was poor, he loved God and served God and worshiped God. So when he left the earth, he went to heaven. Many people think that they can't go to heaven because they are poor. That's not true. You don't buy your way to heaven. You don't pay a gate fee to heaven. As many as receive Christ, to them God gave power to become. And then Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. And then that same Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and very few are finding it. Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many people are finding the broad way that leads to hellfire, broad way of corruption and greed, broad way. Many are following this way. But my prayer for you today is that you will not follow the broad way that leads to destruction. You will follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And the most important thing about this is the eternal life we're talking about is your real life. Because on earth, you may live for, I've heard of people live for 100 years. I've heard of people live for 120. I've heard of people who live 130 years. But I'm not seeing somebody who live for 150 years. Okay, now let's assume. Let's assume that you live for 150 years. Let's assume. You will see that. Because the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And then after that, judgment. Now, the question is, where are you going? If you don't have Christ, Christ in you is the hope of glory. If you don't have Christ in you, there is no hope. There is no hope of glory because you don't have Christ. Just like Lazarus, Lazarus had Jesus. Jesus gave his life to Christ. So he went to heaven straight. The rich man rejected Christ, rejected God, rejected church, rejected everything about Jesus Christ. He rejected all of them. And all he was doing was just amass wealth and wealth and riches. And he went to hell fast. See, you need to make a decision today to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, so that you can have eternal life. God bless you all for listening. I'm going to turn it over to the Apostle Martin. He has a word to share with us too. Maybe you just say 30 or 40 minutes, whatever.
I didn't sound.
We have the whole 2 hours.
Yeah. So, it's just a question. Sorry, the question. Yes, man of God.
Yes, bless man of you, man.
God bless you. That was a powerful word. That was a powerful word. That was very, very powerful. We receive the word to the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We
Amen.
Shall make heaven by his grace. We shall make heaven by his grace. Heaven
yes.
is our portion. Heaven is our last bus stop. That is the reason
Amen.
Why Jesus came. Jesus came so that we can make heaven. Like you said, we don't need to pay any money to make heaven. The price has been paid. And that price is the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the center of the gospel. So the gospel cannot be, you know, changed. The word of God abided forever. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. The sword abided forever.
That was a powerful word. Lazarus made heaven. Abraham made heaven. But a rich man who decided not to serve God with all his wealth went to hell. With traitor, nobody that is hearing the sound of our voice will go to hell.
And we too will not go to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thus we are, I don't know the time zone, but on our time here, thus be, I want to talk briefly on healing is your portion. Healing is your portion. I want to talk on healing because we have a lot of people to be dying on sicknesses and diseases. We thank God for medical practitioners. Thank God for doctors, nurses, and all the people that's on the social workers that are helping to make sure that, you know, the health organization and everything that's happening around the world. Health has been a very, very, terrible issue. We just came out from COVID-19, where hundreds and thousands of people die around across the world. But we thank God that most of us survived. Most of us are alive today. We will have to lock down, shut down, no movement, put on social distance, wash our hands regularly, you know, and walking with nose mouth. We never saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. And we don't know which one is coming again. We don't know which one is coming again. But whatever it is, I want someone to realize that healing is your portion and healing is possible. When I'm talking about healing, I'm talking about divine healing where there is no way you don't need medication to apply. Thank God for medical practitioners. I believe in medicine. Medicine is scriptural. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah that the word of God, that the herbs is given for the healing of the nation. So herbs is scriptural, drugs are scriptural, as long as they apply according to details of the medical practitioner, not abusing them. So realize scripture does not contradict nothing. Scripture does not contradict medical scientists. If you are healed by God, we tell people go back for tests. Go back for the lab test. Test yourself and confirm. Because if God heals you, even the lab confirms the healing. So there is healing. There is healing from heaven. There is divine healing. And so today I'm going to, you know, major on letting the people of God know that healing is possible and healing is your portion. From Exodus, we saw healing in scriptures. And so without wasting time, I want to go to the book of Exodus as a starting point. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23, and I'm going to be reading verse 25. Exodus chapter 23. I'll be reading from here. I'll be reading verse 25. It says,
and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast a young, thy verse 26, nor barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. You see, because of sicknesses, people have died untimely. But this scripture says the numbers of our days God will fulfill. It's not the will of God for us to die untimely. Sickness keeps. Sickness is not of God. Sickness is as a follow, as a result of the fallen nature. One man sin against God. In Romans 3, verse 23, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When man sinned against God, he became naked. We saw that in the book of James chapter 3, when Adam realized he ate the fruit and he was naked, he went to hide himself. The Lord said to him, Adam, who told thee that thou was naked? Has thou eaten the fruit I asked not to eat? That is Genesis chapter 3 from verse 9 and 10. So realize any time we disobey God, we are vulnerable to sickness. We are naked from God's protection. And so when man sinned, the glory of God left him, the cover of God left him, the presence of God left him. So sickness came, poverty came, barrenness came, all manner of things began to ravage man, which is not the will of God. Thank God for the coming of Jesus Christ. The coming of Jesus is to, you know, reverse what the enemy has done against humanity. And one of them I want to measure today is healing is your portion. Healing is God's will. Healing is possible. And then I want to put some few conditions for healing. You know, take note of these conditions for healing. Listen, the blessings of God is not free. God loves everybody. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But the blessing of God is different. God loves all of us, but God not bless all of us because the blessing is conditioned. It's like saying you want to become a doctor and you never go to school to read medicine. You say you want to become a lawyer and you never go to school to read law. You say you want to become a professor and yet you refuse to go to school. So whatever you want to become, you have to pay for it. Whatever you want to become, it's possible. You have to work it out. The same way you want God to bless you, there's something to do. You want God to heal you, there's something to do. And scripture has answers to that. Conditions for healing. Number one is obedient to God's word. Number one condition for healing is obedient to God's word. The word of God is a manual to us. Just like when you buy brand new wristwatch, you have a manual. You buy a brand new phone, you have a manual. You buy a brand new car, you have a manual. You buy, you know, house intentions that are brand new, they have manuals. Why the manual? Manual is to teach the function, how those things operate, how those things function. So when God created man, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, and God created man. God said, let us make man after our own image. And then the Bible says, verse 27, in his image created him male and female, created him them. Verse 28, Bible says, and God blessed them. So the blessing came before the curse. Health, good health came before sickness came. So God created man in his own image, and then God gave man his will. God gave man his word to guide man. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16, says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God is for correction. The word of God is for reproof. The word of God is for instruction. When you obey scripture, there are blessings that are connected to it. So number one condition for healing is obedient to God's word. And that is the book of Exodus, chapter 15. I am reading verse 26. And it says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandment, and keep all, not some, all his statutes. He said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healed thee. God is the one that healed us. But the condition for healing is you must make up your mind to obey all the scripture. You will not say, well, I can obey this, I'm not going to obey that. No. The Bible says all. Obedience to God's word is number one condition for healing. And the number two Number two condition for healing is you must be a child of God. That means you must be born again. You must, in fact, that one should have come number one, but it's okay. That number two, you must be born again. You must be a child of God. Because the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 26, it says healing is a children's bread. You must be a child of God. If you're not a child of God, you cannot claim God's promise for healing. So you must be a child of God. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 11, it says, give us this day our daily bread. So, and it says healing is a children's bread. Matthew 15:26, and he said, give us this day our daily bread. So healing is your bread. Healing is your portion. Healing is possible. Yes. Luke 11:3, the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread. And healing is the children's bread. Once you're a child of God, healing is your portion. All you need to do is call upon God, and he steps into every situation that is bothering you. Number three condition is the application of the anointing oil. You must apply the oil, application of the anointing oil. We saw that in the book of Mark chapter 6. We are told in Mark chapter 6, Jesus himself, Mark chapter 6, when you read from verse number 12, I want to read Mark 6 from verse 12. It says, and they went out. Jesus with his disciples, they went out. And when they went out, they preached that men should repent. And after the preaching, Jesus, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. They anointed the sick with oil and healed them. Yeah, so there's healing. When you apply the anointing oil, blessed by the man of God, you can be healed. You apply it by faith. You apply the oil by faith. And I tell you, your healing is guarantee and guaranteed to you because of the power of the oil. The anointed oil breaks the yoke. Isaiah 10 verse 27, that's what we are told, that anointing breaks the yoke and sickness is a yoke. So once it's applied, the yoke is broken. The Bible is also in James chapter 5. In James chapter 5, we are told from verse 15, it says, and then pray of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Oh, my God. Okay, let me take it from verse 14. He said, is any sick among you, let him come for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, pray over the sick, anointing the sick with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. He didn't stop there. He said, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he has committed anything, he shall be forgiven. He shall be forgiven. Confess your fault one to another. Realize that there is healing by the anointing. Healing by the anointing. And then number four is preaching the gospel. Healing is associated with preaching the gospel. The Bible says in the book of Mark 16 from verse 15, it said to them, go to other nations and preach the gospel of every creature. And he that believes, this one shall believe in my name, they shall cast a devil, they shall take up serpents, drink deadly tea, shall not hold them, they will lay in the sea, the sea shall recover. Healing is associated with preaching the gospel. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, they also ask, you preach the gospel and you hear the seed, you cast a devil, you raise the dead. So healing is associated with preaching of the gospel. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 to 8. Number 5, the Bible said, by stripes we are healed. Yes, by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus was being, when he was crucified, the stripes they gave to him, we get healing from his stripes. By his stripes, we are healed. That's Isaiah 3, verse 5. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. The same scripture says, Peter chapter 2, verse 24. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by stripes we are healed. So when they were flogging Jesus, the condition of healing was fulfilled. That by stripes we are healed. Jesus paid for it. Jesus, when you look up to Jesus, you're going to receive your healing. Remember, when the children of Israel we are beaten by the serpent in the wilderness, the Bible says Moses lifted up the Lord and so Moses to lift up a burning serpent. When Moses did that, who shall look up and that serpent was healed of any infirmity of the serpent? The same way Jesus said, as Moses lifted serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man shall be lifted up. And when he is lifted up, when people look up to him and call on his name, they can be healed. They can be delivered. Child of God, I also want to understand number three, that healing is God's will. The condition is the will of God. It's God's will. It's God's will. And because it's God's will, you cannot die sick. The Bible says in the book of 3 John verse 2, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in good health, even as I so prosper. It's the will of God. Healing is God's will. He said, I wish all things above all things. So somebody that is hearing our voice today, I don't know where you are hearing from. I don't know where you're tuning from or calling from. But I believe God, no matter what is happening in your health, God will heal you today. Be it cancer, be it ulcer, be it HIV, whatever it is. Eye problem, leg problem, neck problem, asthma, whatever it is. Tumor, whatever it is. God Almighty shall heal you today. In the name of Jesus. Number seven, before we get to the last one, I have 8 points. Number seven, you can, the condition for healing, we are commanded to lay hand on the sick. You lay hand on the sick. Yeah, God says so. Just lay the hand. Allow God to do the rest. And that's the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. The Bible says, and this flesh of learning and belief in my name, they shall cast out devil, and they will drink the thing. It shall not my enemies hold them. Verse 18, they shall lay on the sick, and the sick shall recover. You lay hand on the sick. You lay hand on the sick. Yes, we are commanded to lay hands. So our hands, when we lay the hand, we fulfill the condition. So we are, when you're not laying the hand, you're not fulfilling scripture, you're not fulfilling the condition. Yours is to lay hands, and God is to heal. You lay hands, and God heal the sick person. Sometimes, even when you're sick, lay on yourself. Sometimes when I feel some pain on my body, I lay on myself, and I get my healing. So lay on yourself. That is why you have to keep your hands pure. Your hands have to be holy. Your hands have to be clean. You know, your hand cannot be corrupt. Your hand cannot be shedding blood. Your hand cannot steal things and take people's property. Your hand cannot write wrong documents and wrong things. And you expect the same hand to carry the power of God. Why? Because your hand is God's extension. We represent God on earth. We are God's ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. The Bible says we are Christ's ambassadors. So we're extension of God in heaven. We are created by God's own image. When God is looking for what to do, he uses a man. God can come down from heaven and do anything for any man. When God wants to bless a man, he needs a man. When God wants to heal a man, he needs a man. When God wants to favor a man, he needs a man. So God will not do anything on earth without using a man. So man's an instrument. So God wants you to learn the sick, and the sick shall recover. And then finally, number eight, that's what the Bible calls the gift of healing. The gift of healing. Gifts. Why gifts? Because, you know, the sickness are in diverse ways. Some people are crippled, some people are lame, some people have problems, waist pain, back pain, whatever it is. So gifts of healing. Gifts. So you can receive a gift of healing, and they begin to apply it in people's body. Begin to lay on the people. So your desire is a spiritual gift. Gift of healing is one of the spiritual gifts. There are nine spiritual gifts. One of among the nine is called the gift of healing. That means anybody who carries this gift of healing, if you are sick, he lays on you, you must recover. It's just like saying a medical doctor, you know, and then he comes. You go to see him. He checks you all. He knows what happened to you. He gives you drugs. He believes you're going to be healed. That is how the gift of healing operates. The man that got the gift of healing. And in the gift of healing, there are areas of being specialty. Area of being specialized. That's why I call him the gifts. It's not gift. It's not one. It's gifts. Yes. Some people got an anointing of someone. They can cause lame to walk, blind to see, and other people, their own is just to raise the dead. Other for their own could be just you know, barren women, laying on the barren woman, she conceived. So it's called gifts of healing. Just like in a medical field, we have the optician, we have the gynecologist, we have the, what do you call them? You have the dentist. Go, you can go on and on. We have the pediatric, those who take care of children. We have so many departments in the medical field. But somewhere when it comes to healing, there are diverse ways. That's what the Bible calls gifts of healing. So somebody right now, whatever you are listening from, you are not born again. Like the man of God has spoken earlier, that when you are not born again, you go to hell. You are not born again, wanting to commit your life to Christ, because if you are not born again, you can't claim healing. The Bible says healing is for the children's bread. Or here, a child of God, you can't ask God to heal you. And I want to let you know that God can do what medical science cannot do. God can do what no drugs can do. God can do what no injection can do. You are in life support machine. You are in injection. You are in drugs. Whatever it is, God can heal you today. All you need to do is commit your life to Jesus. And I will pray with you. We will pray with you. And as we pray with you, we believe God for your healing. There's healing in this house this day. There's healing right now. Get ready for your healing. If you are listening to me and you want to give your life to Jesus, you're not born again. Or you're born again, but you know you're not living the way you should live your life well. Because the Bible said to Abraham, before Abraham became great, God said to Abraham in Genesis 17, verse 1, he said, Abraham, walk before me and be that perfect. And we are told in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48, he said, be perfect as Heavenly Father is perfect. You know, you have to grow in the Word of God. That's what the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, that God, Jesus, gave them gifts, you know, for the perfection of the saints. So the saints have to move on to perfection. So you are here, you are still struggling with your spiritual life. I want to pray with you that God help you to build up, build your spiritual man, become great, become good spiritual in Jesus' name. Now you're not born again, repeat this one after me, or you want God to give you grace to walk into perfection, to move from grace to grace, from strength to strength in the things of God. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I receive the word and I believe the word. I confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, cancel my name from the book of death. Jesus, write my name in the book of life. Jesus, according to what I've asked today, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Thank you, Father, for dying for me on the cross. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you have prayed that prayer, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. I want you to get back to the man of God, the Archbishop Stephen Biocur. I want you to get back to him. Let him know what they have joined us in this prayer, and let him teach you the more and pray for you the more. And I believe God that the great God will see you through. Now, I want to pray for people who are sick right now. You are sick in your body, put them right where you are. Wherever you have been hurt, you have someone that is sick, you know, anywhere, lift them up to heaven, and God is going to touch you wherever you are right now. I will pray a prayer, and I'm going to count 1 to 7, and I want you to put your 2 hands, open your head, and shout glory on top of your voice. And the glory of God shall come upon you. That glory of God that man lost. When the glory comes, man is protected. Moses said to the Lord in Exodus chapter 3, verse 18, he said, show me thy glory. Man lost the glory. In Romans chapter 8, verse 23, he said, for all our sins and falling short of the glory. But I want to pray for you right now. When I pray, I want to shout glory, and that glory of God will come back. The Bible says, the glory of God, the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth as the water cover the sea. And the glory of the little house is more than the former house. The glory is coming. Healing is coming. Deliverance is coming. Lift your 2 hands to heaven. I'm going to pray for you right now. When I pray, I'm going to shout, call 1 to 7. And at the last 7 counts, you put your 2 hands on your head and begin to shout, thank you, Jesus, for my healing. And begin to pray in tongues if you can pray in tongues. Are you ready? If you are ready, I'm ready. Lift your 2 hands to heaven. Against our West End right now. There's somebody that will hear this broadcast. Your West End. I come against our West End. I come against our West End to go. That back then go. That back then go. That back then go. That spine problem go. Right now. Right now. Right now. Every cancer disappear. Right now. Right now. Every medical report, I command healing. Right now. Deliver us right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Kwala, Ikola Maseyada, Ikola Bratoseyada, Holy Ghost, Himalaya, Ekusha Kabada, Holy Ghost, Gipala Malaya, touch that brother, touch that sister, touch that man, touch that woman, touch that boy, touch that girl, right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jacquelema, Ikola Mashikola, Ebrabakalayala, I pray the demand on Mahinda Nongte, upon Hila Notch of God upon my life, I pray the demand upon Apostle Notch of my life, Igala Mashikola, Ekolis Kabada, Akila Malaya. Let her be healed today in the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Ghost, in Shakwale Bada, get ready, Shakwaleya, lift your two hands to heaven, the healing power of God is coming upon you, somebody, the power of God is coming upon you, the anointing of God is coming upon you, are you ready? I'll count seven, and after the count of seven, put your two hands on your head, and shout, glory, leke masaka badaya, ikona badaya, one, leke mashakula randa, two, ikona brando sela. 3, Kalabashakaba. 4, Ekalamaranshaba. 5, Izoki Kabalamaseya. 6, Ekuya Masaya. 7, somebody put a twin and shout glory. Leke Malakabadagada. Leke Lamaragabada. Leke Malamada. Speak and talk. Bless his holy name. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Ekabadaya. Ekola. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. I see this man going. I see just then going. You cannot breathe. Begin to breathe right now. Thank you, Father. You are the Lord that he let us. I cover everybody with the blood of Jesus. And I say, peace be still. Peace be still. In Jesus' mighty name, we have done this. Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We receive that. We receive that. Yes, man of God, as we are preaching and praying, I saw you in a crusade. A crusade. And you were preaching with a heavy anointing and miracle signs and wonder. People were coming out of wheelchairs.
Amen.
People were dropping their crutches. Wow. God has given you the miracle working power of God is upon your life.
Amen.
God is going to be confirming your words with signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
What's that for you? It's going to happen.
Amen.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. The anointing is on
Amen.
The increase.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Father God, continue to bless your son, your servant whom we have used. Continue to use it mightily, greatly, to proclaim the word, to bring salvation to the lost, healing to the sick, deliverance to those who are in God bless him and his family. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
I will call you again tomorrow, man of God, so that we can talk.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You are really blessed. Yes.
Yes, sir.
So we have had Apostle Mark King blessing us with the word of God, and everyone be praying for him and his family as they travel back to Nigeria next weekend. By the grace of God, I'm going to keep in touch with him. And I know God is going to do something, greater things in his life. I want to thank God for the life of Apostle Mark King and his family. God continues to strengthen him and empower him, more grace to his elbow, more anointing, more favor, more grace upon his life and ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So we're going to stop there today. Tomorrow by 5 to 6 p.m. again, we have another section. If many want to join us tomorrow, 5 to 6 p.m., you can still join us. Thank you so much for being with us in this broadcast. The Lord continue to reward you all abundantly. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon.